Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's interview is with a guy who has curated some of the most interesting recent conversations about marketing. Sam Rosen is creative director and a co-founder of ThoughtLead, an organization whose mission is to spread important ideas that positively impact our world through online marketing. He ideates and directs campaigns that help brands like Dow, IBM, HubSpot reach millions of people with inspiring messages and initiatives. Now, if you haven't heard of ThoughtLead, then surely you've heard of the series of online micro-conferences called The Future of Marketing, where marketing luminaries like Guy Kawasaki and Tony Hsieh speak on a topic for 30 or 60 seconds. And I actually had featured an analysis of the inaugural conference on my blog earlier this year. And most recently, Sam contributed to a Future of Media Radical Integration conference. And so I asked him to join me today to talk a little bit about that, as well as the future of marketing in general. So welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Denise. Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, I want to jump right into it because I've got lots of questions for you. And so I do want to start off with some of the things that I heard in the Future of Media, the Radical Integration Conference. There were lots of different perspectives, but one of the common themes that I heard was about conversation and storytelling. And so I was hoping that you could talk to us about, you know, why are these important given what's going on in media and marketing today?
Absolutely. So the first, I mean, they're kind of one package, but the first, conversation, it's a buzzword that has been around for a few years now, especially since the emergence of social media. And there are a lot of satiricists out there who like to make fun of the word conversation because it's been so overused. But I'd like to talk about it in maybe a slightly different context. So if we look at marketing from a more evolutionary perspective, you know, you have at kind of the early phases of marketing and selling, it was pretty simple. It was people going into a storefront. It was maybe promoters going out and talking to people. And then as the economy industrialized and companies globalized, that became much more complex. And so we didn't actually have the communications infrastructure and the media platform to be able to have large-scale conversations. And where we are today is at a very interesting point where I don't think what we're doing is going back to an older time. But I think that what we actually have the opportunity to do now is to create large-scale platforms for brands to co-create, from my very biased perspective, a better world, and that's what I think the role brands need to play, with their customers and constituents in a global context. But the only way that brands can actually do that and actually create evangelists and loyal fans and people who are going to be co-creating the future with them is to actually engage in a conversation, and not just, and this is one way that it differs from the days of old, about, you know, what you did today or about the latest product and service or about what Sally said about her son the other day, but about important and meaningful things. And that's where storytelling comes in, because if a brand is telling a big story that engages people in a meaningful and interesting conversation that actually impacts their lives and empowers them to do more and to live a better life, but not only that, to actually contribute to a better future, then that brand will have a kind of power that it couldn't if it's not engaging in a conversation at all, not telling a story at all, and two, if that conversation or that story is very limited or small. And so when we think about the future of media, media has always been our way of communicating with each other, whether it's two-way between people, which is now happening in social media, or one-way where brands are communicating to a much broader audience. It's always been our communications medium. So now what we see is this extraordinary opportunity for that communications platform to actually facilitate a much better world and a much better future. And so to me, and this is, again, my personally biased perspective, that's why they're so significant at this point in time.
Well, and I want to pick up on something you said, because I think it ties to your contribution to the future of media conversation, and I think it'll help us better understand what you're talking about. When you said about brands providing stories or content that really actually leaves people's lives better off, or kind of advances a more positive future. And I'm wondering if you could help us understand what you're talking about there.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a more objective marketing perspective, and then there's a more philosophical perspective. From a philosophical perspective, you know, it's like, well, okay, well, what are we doing with our lives, guys? We're all marketers. We're media people. We're brand people, PR people. We're defining how people think about products, services, and the world. And I think we're at a point now where if we look at, you know, where we are in a global context and the great challenges that we face, you know, do we really want to just keep selling widgets? Do we really want to just keep telling small stories and selling products and services in a way that either doesn't improve people's lives or, worse, makes them more self-conscious or feel more limited? So from a philosophical perspective, to me, it's like, okay, time to grow up, time to actually have everything that we do make a positive impact. From a marketing perspective, I had mentioned that, you know, eMarketer recently came out with a report that with mothers, they're much more likely to click on and engage with an ad if it's informative and actually leaves them better off and more informed. And so I think from that perspective, we're seeing actually performance tied to content and types of advertising that that leave people's lives better off. Now, there are many examples of this. One example, I guess to be a little bit self-serving and also because it readily comes to mind, is a project that we've been working on with Dow called The Future We Create. And that is another series of micro-conferences that talks about important issues. So the future of women in chemistry and science, the future of water, the future of sustainable chemistry. And it engages thought leaders and also a broader marketplace in a conversation around what kind of future are we going to create. And what we found is that that really engages influencers, which is something that brands always want to do, in a conversation that's relevant to them, that's important, and it also develops new stakeholder relationships for Dow, meaning it's good for business. It's good for their overall objectives of wanting to broaden their network and engage in substantive conversations with people who are going to contribute not just to, you know, tweeting a few things about Dow, but actually helping them to grow in the way that they want to, in a way that they're most inspired to.
You know, and it strikes me in listening to your description of that, that just sparking the conversation and getting people together to talk about this, or talk about a particular subject is really a powerful first step in advancing an idea or advancing a movement or advancing a cause. It really speaks to the power of conversation and the power of talk and the power of ideas.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at TED, for example, you know, TED has been a fantastic conference for many years, but it was really when they launched their website that it really started to have impact, and people started to change the way that they thought. Now, if you look at TED's model, they've got some of the best brands that are sponsoring their conferences and also their website, and they recently launched a whole idea and conversation exchange, and you see, you know, hundreds and hundreds of comments in every single thread, so you see a hunger for that. And so when brands are thinking about owned content and different types of content that they want to produce, it's now possible for brands to become a TED in their space or to become a TED in the broader marketplace, depending on how far their reach is. And it shows you that if you're producing that kind of content, if you're curating excellent content, which is a way that brands don't have to hire their own journalists, if you're curating really excellent thought-provoking content and then sparking conversations, like you're saying, around that content, then what you can do is build that kind of brand and build that kind of equity that's going to lead to hundreds and hundreds of people, thousands, millions of people talking about things that matter to them, and your brand, you're hosting the whole thing, so then they naturally develop a relationship with you.
Right, right. That's very powerful. Let me ask you, you know, again, from my reading of the Future of Media transcript, one of the things that struck me was that there are different types of thinking when it comes to paid media, owned media, earned media. And I'm wondering if you could help me just understand what you've heard are some of the different perspectives about those different types of media and the value and role and best approaches to them.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's a spectrum from less to more integrated, and that's one of the reasons why the subtitle for the conference was so great. Of course, it doesn't mean that everybody is already radically integrated across the entire media, marketing, and PR landscape. But I think what it points to is that on one side of the spectrum, there's more segmented thinking. So there's the media buyers and planners who are thinking about what kind of media they're going to buy. Then you've got the creative agencies who are thinking about what types of, whether it's advertising or owned content that they're going to be producing. And then you've got the corporations that are really grappling with how paid, earned, and owned integrate. And so then that corporation will bring on, let's say, a PR agency that kind of understands that there's an integration happening, but they're really still looking at PR as just reaching out to journalists and pitching an idea. Then they'll have an ad agency that is talking about own content, but their own content is really still feels and smells and maybe tastes like advertising. It doesn't taste like own content. And so it's understandable that on the client side, you've got a lot of companies that are looking to a lot of different types of agencies out there and even journalists for, well, what's the right perspective on this? And so I think on the, let's say, the left end of the spectrum, you've got a lot of different approaches and a lot of different types of thinking that tend to be less integrated. I think all the way to the right, to the most integrated, it's seen as one thing. And I think what that one thing looks like is it looks like an ecosystem of everything contributing to everything else, meaning that your own content truly is owned content. Like we were talking about TED, it has journalistic quality, validity, and value. Similar to TED, it's actually making an impact. It's not just a veiled advertisement. Then your paid is contributing to that. So all your paid media, rather than just having an ad for a particular product or a microsite that's a veiled advertisement, you maybe have an ad that's a 30-second clip of this really inspiring and powerful talk that you had on your website. Then your earned media, because let's say you're getting lots of thought leaders together, you're getting celebrities on board for a cause. Your earned media then bolsters your paid media because your paid media is so interesting that maybe it even leads to earned media, and then it's driven by your own content. And so I think that a lot of perspectives on it right now tend towards the less integrated perspective. And I think where we need to go, again, from my own biased perspective, is towards this radically integrated perspective where we're actually saying we're not thinking about earned in its own context, but we can only think about it in this context of paid, earned, and owned working together, driven by this vision of how can my brand actually facilitate a platform that's going to bring people together in a conversation that matters and that's going to turn them into evangelists and advocates.
What is going to get us there? Are there, you know, specific barriers or issues that need to be addressed on that journey to that radical integration?
That's an interesting question. I mean, I think part of it is that we need to be having our own conversation about this kind of thing. You know, we a lot of us are experts. A lot of us are blogging and video blogging and holding conferences about these kind of things. But in terms of creating open forums, the kind of forums that I'm talking about that brands need to create, I think that we really need to take a step back and look at our industry, look at the convergence that's happening around multiple industries in terms of PR, media, marketing, journalism, and others, and actually say, well, where do we want this to go, and start making some conscious agreements and really develop a vision together of what this is all going to look like. Because I think that right now we've got a lot of competing agencies, we've got a lot of different folks who have their perspectives and have their expertise, but I think we really need to kind of open up, so to speak, and actually look at a broader conversation of what is our intention for how paid, owned, and earned is going to look like as an industry and as multiple industries, and where are we actually going to take it.
Great. Well, that actually seems like a great way for me to wrap up, or for us to wrap up, because I think that that's a really call to arms in a way of having conversation, or using this mode of conversation as a way of bringing people together. So, Sam, I want to thank you so much for being with me and with my listeners today. For my listeners, I want to let you know that you can learn more about Sam and his work, and also contact him through his site, thoughtlead.com. That's one word, thoughtlead.com. And you can also learn about the Future of Media Conference, which I referenced, at www.futureofearnedmedia.com. That's futureofearnedmedia.com. Sam, again, I've been a fan of yours for quite a while now, and it's been a pleasure to have you and to hear some of your perspectives. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Denise. It was my pleasure.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care, and thanks again.